So now, at this time, at this period, you have some chance to check in and see if there's any questions about the instructions or practice or anything that might be coming up in the talk, anything.
Tight spot right here, is that common, and does it like go away with time or something? Because it's really weird, because I don't even know that there's any muscles right there.
It's not uncommon, sometimes when there's a place of tension and we're aware of it, the more you focus on it, the tighter it can be. Especially if you're trying to get it to relax. It's kind of funny how that works, kind of opposite. What you might do first is just take some nice breaths, nice deep breaths, and if you can try this, and it's not guaranteed to make anything, make a miracle, but just to breathe easily into that area and imagine that energy just relaxing and spreading so that it moves from this to this. But don't try too hard. You're just more inviting. And then if it seems like it's there and it's a problem or some kind of a distraction, you might then just open up to sounds. Sounds are a very spacious kind of object, and it's like you're taking your focus off of being distracted with this, and just relax and just listen to sounds for a while. Or you might notice places in your body that have no tension. You might notice your whole body sitting where your hands are, so you're taking the focus off of that area. And then if you've done everything you can and it's still there, don't make it into a struggle. Just allow it to be there. You know, unless it's so difficult that it becomes a battle. There's just a point of tension. When we start to open up to our emotions or reactions, more formally, we'll be including, okay, what's my relationship to this? But you can start right now. Suppose you've been doing that and you're just kind of annoyed at that tension. So you might include, oh, here's annoyance. Let me feel annoyance. That might be in a different place from here. Just, oh, check it out. And allow it all to be there. Okay. Good luck. Do you get a sense of moving from one thing to another, from the breath to sounds or sensations? And the idea is you don't have to make anything happen. It's such a relief. You don't have to make this moment happen. All you need to do is just open and notice, oh, what's happening right now? and it can be the breath, but the breath can be there and a very spacious field in which other things are happening. And then if something else calls you, oh, the next experience, and letting go of the breath. So you're kind of moving back and forth between experiences. Yes.
And what about worries? If worries are coming and coming and coming, what?
What is
worries?
Oh, worries.
Mm-hmm. Is there a moment when you decide let it come and what?
Okay, so just a little coming attraction, then we can start to include it a little bit now. So there are common experiences that arise while you're sitting, and restlessness and worry is one of them. It's considered one category. There are five common difficult energies that we experience, and worry and restlessness, agitation, is one. This is part of being human. So here's the shift with a mindful attitude. When you have a worry, there's a story in the mind, right? Uh-oh, what if this happens? If you're staying in the story, you'll keep on replaying that over and over. Have you noticed? It's like you keep on hitting the play button. Oh, but what if that happens? But what if it really does happen? Yeah, but it might happen. And there's no getting off the track as the mind keeps on spinning that. But if you shift your perspective, so rather than getting into the story of the worry, you become aware of what worry is like in this body. And you might feel, for instance, where do you feel when you get worried or agitated or restless? Where do you feel it? It might be a kind of beating in the heart, or clenching in the jaw, or tensing in the stomach. And you become an explorer of the experience of worry. And you're not getting into the story. You're simply noticing the experience. And you might also notice it in the mind as well. Okay, what does worry feel like here? And whatever the story is now, it's not so different than when you were a little boy and you were worried. It's an old companion. Oh, let's explore worry. So that's the main idea, to move from the content of the mind, the story, to just let yourself explore the human experience of worry. And you might even name it, oh, worry, worry. Allow it to be here, and then bring an interest to it for a little while. If it's hard to stay with, and just for a little while, it's not, okay, I'm going to be with this for the next half hour. Just, okay, for the next minute or so, let's explore worry. When it gets to be a lot, or you're getting confused and and the mind is getting caught, that's when the self-compassion that Jane mentioned yesterday can be very useful. Whew, really, this is really hard. Okay, oh, let me hold this with kindness so that you're not so in a battle with it. And then come back to your body, come back, feel your body sitting here and breathing, and including the experience of worry as part of your experience, just like love or sadness or joy or anger or calm. Oh, let's feel this for a little while. And we'll be including that. I think maybe I'll talk tonight about using those difficult energies, and we'll include them in the meditation tomorrow.